This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Music Kanza is Bonello featuring Amos, Josiah the Disciple, Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. I'm joined on the line right now by an emerging South African talent, steadily making a name for himself, man. He's a multi-talented producer, vocalist, songwriter, and a new song out. He's here to tell us all about it and his love for music. My adventure family, I'm joined by the one, the only, Music Kanza. Good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm great, my brother. And how are you doing? And thank you for having me. And good day to your fellow listeners.
Thank you so much for that, my brother. And thank you for coming through, you know, spending some time with us. It's really, really an honor to have you on the show.
Yes, sir. I'm also honored, my brother.
Now, I need to find out from you, my brother. I mean, the name Music Kanza, where does this name come from and what inspired it?
The name Music Kanza, inspired by my mother. Okay, my name is Rishonola, so from the hood, they will call you either, if you're a Shona, they will call you Shoga, Shonza, Shoni, or Shogoloza. Right. And my mom, from a young age, used to call me Nino, just like that. And this is before I did music and stuff like that, but my nickname, Ekaya, it was Nino. And Nino means music.
Yeah.
And then when I started doing music, I decided to call myself Nino Kanza.
Okay.
But at some point, I changed it to Nino Kanza because I felt to Nino Kanza doesn't really... Some people, you have to explain to them what is Nino first.
Sure.
So I wanted something that's going to be international at some point.
Mm.
So hence Nino Kanza. But the inspiration came from my mother.
Oh, man.
It's both things that were given by my mother.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. And to someone, Kanza, someone that is hearing about you for the first time, how would you describe the kind of person that you are?
Do you want to know the song or the music song? Because I know the two different people, and I always tell people that, it's two different people. But if you're speaking of Kanza, Kanza is a bubbly guy, outspoken, like outgoing, very talkative. Who believes in African Ubuntu spirit, which you need to help each other out, and someone who doesn't feel threatened by hearing another talent that's better than them, but who believes in collaboration more than competition. So that's who I am. I believe I'm funny because of people around me, they always laugh.
Yeah.
So,
No, I man, beautiful, things, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful stuff. So let's speak about, you know, your love for music. When did this start, and when did you realize that this is what you would you want to actually dabble in?
Honestly speaking, my brother, music has been in the most integral part of my life. With my mom's sister being a singer, my uncle being a singer, and then it jumped my mind that came to me. So I've been singing from grade three.
Wow.
I've been singing choral music in Maremo Povu, which was the primary I was in the Free State, Velgom.
Mm.
So I sang choral music, but also as a soccer player. So even when we were playing soccer, you know those, you know, moral songs, what you guys sing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I kept on singing that even there. Then I moved back to Joburg to stay with my mother. And then I still played soccer. My mother had problems with umculo because of the stigma around amateur and tap, what, was too young. So, I've been singing my entire life.
Yeah.
But with production, I only dipped into production in 2018 when I was working, which I'd like not to mention the guy.
Mm.
But I was working with a certain producer, and then all the time I'd sing. And then when I go home, one thing I live radio, ingoma dlala ku radio. But actually, no kulayo, but it's my lyrics, it's my flows. La ngikula khona mina, ngikula khona, who I used to sing in English, they would make it Zulu, or in Zulu, they would make it English.
Mm.
And then I was like, you know what, I got to know FL Studio, and that's how I started producing. Started producing in 2018.
Mm.
But music has been the most integral part of my life. And what made production very easy was the fact that I'm a musician by nature.
Yeah. I mean, you've also, you know, worked alongside the industry greats. I'm talking about the likes of Josiah the Disciple, Ngozana Daughter, Amos, you know, just to name a few. Did these collab, you know, reinforce your love for music, and how did that happen, those collabs, how did they come about?
The only collab that came very easy is Wawanyara Amos, because he's a friend of mine, But the rest of these collabs were just forced, also being good at what you are doing. I'm a very talented bro, you see. Maybe back in the day, maybe the quality was not great, but for someone that knows talent, you tell you, hey, this song's a nice, but only they could be mixed and mastered right, you know, back in the day, you know.
Yeah.
So, Doug Foster, you know, always being among the people, Doug Foster, and being like them and not being a fan. Because one thing I've realized that is once you start being a fan to a fellow artist, then they will take you as that, and they don't see any business relation going forward. They just see you as a fan, and they treat you like that. And then my bullies, they give you a picture the way you want it, and then that's that. And then they never have contact with you.
Yeah.
But if you act like them, you be like them, and you show them that you belong, then they start valuing you as an artist.
100%.
So I think that, and also I got that advice back in 2015 from Ihotman Oskino. So I've went with that for like until this far. That's the same mentality I use. And I'm grateful that I learned that from Hotman, because of it got me where I am today.
Most definitely. And I mean, you're here today, you know, to talk to us also about your new music. And take us through, man, Babo Nakele. What inspired the song, and what are you hoping that the listener takes away from it?
The song is number one. If you talk of production is just vibey. It's musical, you know. It's just an up-tempo song that's there to uplift you by just groove in terms of the instrumentation.
Sure.
But in terms of the context of the song is basically, in a nutshell, fake friends, we are aware of you guys. That's all. You know, we are aware of you. And this is not only fake friends.
Yeah.
We are aware of people that, by the way, when we are next to them, they pretend to see they love what we do. They love our company. They support us.
Yeah.
But as soon as we go to sleep, they pray things go against us. You know, Bahamba Bahindu and do, you know, and hold things, you know, or Bahamba Bahindu, or they speak about you behind your back and say, this one thinks he's better. This one, he won't go anywhere. This one, I hear prominent. But once you appear in front of them, they pretend as if they say, hey, where have you been? We miss you. But when you go around and you hear what they say about you behind your back, and then become the thing with you, no, man, you know what? My nigga, I know that you're saying this and this to me, talking about me to this and this and this. But it's cool, man.
Yeah.
Just one thing to let you know, I know, but it's okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Most definitely, my brother. Thank you so much for coming through. But before I let you go, where can our listeners connect with you on the social, on the socials? And maybe where can they connect with to find your music?
My brother, music is available on every platform, Spotify, iTunes, you just say music songs, your Deezer, your YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, that's where you get the music. And then to connect with me on the social, it's music songs. I'm on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, on Twitter, just music songs.
No. My brother, once
and then
again.
And then for bookings, it's bookings.heartbeatmusic@gmail.com or 0622-779-839. 0622-779-839.
No, thank you so much, Music Clonza, for coming through, sharing with us your new music, and I will connect again. I'm sure we'll connect again very, very soon. Thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you very much, my father.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.